It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Do the holidays drive you to drink? Do alcohol and drug abuse increase during the holiday? My guest is Velvet Mangan. She is one of the leading women's drug and alcohol treatment program founder, Safe Harbor Treatment Center. So, Velvet, at this time of the year when we have so much extra stress and anxiety, what tends to happen with people and their drinking habits?
Well, they revert back into the past, and they get really affected by regret. And so depression kicks in pretty hard, and anxiety about the holidays and who they're going to see and how people are going to respond to them. So they tend to want to medicate that feeling.
So people look at it as medicating the feeling, and for an alcoholic, this is one of the toughest times of the year, isn't it? Because everything is surrounding around, you know, drinking. It might be easier to be in France where it's an everyday thing and not such a specialized, this is what we're doing, let's pop the champagne.
Exactly. And, you know, for alcoholics, thinking disorder, basically we can really justify and rationalize at those times where, you know, you can just say, well, it's the holidays, you know, just one, you know, everybody's celebrating, I want to celebrate with them. And your mind can just tell you all kinds of tricks to get you to elapse at those really, really, you know, vulnerable times.
So what do you advise people to do at those vulnerable times when they're off to parties and they're doing all of these things, New Year's Eve and Christmas parties and Thanksgiving and all of these things? What do we do to avoid falling into that trap?
Well, hopefully, you know, they have a strong base in their spiritual practice at this point, because if they put themselves around a lot of people that are drinking, it's pretty much going to be inevitable if they don't have a strong foundation in their sobriety that they will, you know, end up usually talking themselves into a drink. But if they have a strong foundation in their recovery, then they can, you know, have phone numbers of resources to help them when they get weak. They can, you know, go to 12-step meetings in the meantime. They can, you know, really, really practice their spiritual practice by saying prayers before they go into situations, really looking at their motive. Is this an important engagement that I'm about to go into? Is this necessary? You know, asking themselves questions about their situation and their surroundings. You know, how important is this for me to go to?
Okay, so that's good advice. How important is this? But, I mean, people tend to get offended if you're not coming to their party and their Christmas party and their, you know, so around this time of year, it's a time when people can even tend to feel lonelier maybe than they did. And so they want to attend these kinds of parties. You know, now what about for people who don't have a drinking problem? Do you see that drinking increases to problematic degrees at this point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because of the loneliness and because of the, you know, the kicking in with the expectation of what the holidays are supposed to mean to us and family, and then the disappointment and family not acting the way we want them to. And, you know, there's just so much heaviness around the holidays that we've created as a society. So we get, you know, we can really upset ourselves with, you know, self-pity. And so we want to drink because it takes away the pain and takes the edge off. And it makes social situations, which maybe we're not always in, easier to experience, too.
Sometimes it does just the opposite. I mean, even if somebody does not have a problem with their alcohol intake, then they drink at the holidays, and that's when the family fights happen. And that's when people get mad at each other quicker, and they are not relaxed. And it doesn't take the edge off. It does just the opposite.
Exactly. But maybe it loosens them up to say the things that they've been holding back to say. And so, you know, it definitely can stir up a lot of chaos, that's for sure. But
well, in that case, it might be a positive thing. You know, if you've been holding something in that you've wanted to say to a sibling or some aunt or uncle, you know, and it all comes out like that, I don't know that that's always maybe the worst thing. But so now, what else can people do to, besides not going to the party? Right. You got to go, okay? So you've decided you have to go to this. What do you do to not sit there and stare at the bottle of champagne all night?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things you can do. You know, basically make sure your cup is overflowing before you go in there. Make sure you're not looking to get something. You know, go there with a full heart. Go there with some, you know, thinking what you can bring to the party rather than what you can get from the party. Meaning, you know, I can bring joy and I can be just as jovial without drinking than I can. So it's a matter of me just bringing my goodness so I can change my perception about the good old days of what alcohol used to bring to a party. So I think it's really about changing your perception about what the party's going to look like.
Okay, and what about the food? So people might tend, if they don't drink, I know if I'm bored at parties, or not even necessarily bored, but maybe trying not to drink too much or to overindulge, because we know how that makes us feel the next day, you eat out of just pure nervousness, something to do.
Yeah, well, that's definitely something I would say that just about everybody indulges in during the holidays, and that's something that, you know, that's another thing that you have to be conscious of. It's making an intention before you go out. It's, you know, just going into situations that create vulnerability blind is going to create an outcome that you're not happy with. So setting an intention and not beating yourself up for it too. You know, maybe you do have an extra piece of pie. You need to not beat yourself up for it, because then the vicious cycle of shame and guilt will just transpire into more. So I think taking yourself lightly, being consciously awake to the situation, not being blind, going in there with your heart full, not looking to what you can get, but what you can bring, changing your perception about what the party used to be like, because it's all about changing what it is, you know, because recovery is about consciousness and changing your consciousness from the past to a new present. And sobriety means being awake. So you would hope to bring this consciousness of awakeness to any situation that is new. So it's a new experience. So in food, you know, is definitely a medicator too. So what am I doing here? Why am I medicating? You ask yourself simple questions in the middle of trying to comfort yourself. What is this? What does this look like to me right now?
Do you think that women have a harder time with the holidays, Velvet, than men?
I think that women, I don't know because I'm not a man, but I'm just going to say what women experience.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I can get into that, but I only know that women have such deep shame rooted inside about who they are, what they look like, and what they're not, and how they're not enough. It seems to be the golden ribbon that is riveting through young women today. So what I know is that any opportunity to have self-hatred and it shows up in some behavior is kind of like the mind's way of having a heyday with whatever's going on, because it's an old pattern of thought.
So, well, I mean, women, we do. The negative self-talk and the way that we put ourselves down and we look at ourselves in the morning and say, God, how did I get this fat? I mean, you know, it's just awful what we do to ourselves in our own heads. And especially this time of year, too, right? It could increase those feelings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because there you are. I mean, you try and get an appointment at the manicurist right now and it's completely filled up. And why are we trying to get our hair done, our nails done, our facials and our, you know, so that we can look our best? For what? Like, okay, we are our best, but we're dying to make sure that we're perfect at these parties and perfect at these situations so that we don't, you know, so that we don't feel any less than we already do.
So in the last 10 seconds or so, Velvet, your best advice for maintaining and your sobriety during the holidays and not being so stressed out and anxious?
Remember your spirit, remember your true self, that you are more than just the moment of that instant gratification, that if you just don't pick up, everything will be better than it was.
That's great advice. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.